Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, oh, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. This is another man. We back again on Sunday. These days is going so fast. It's like I thought I just said this last the other day. We back again on the first day of the week. It's incredible. It's moving so fast. It is super scary. I am serious. Anybody that want to push one that can hear me, please feel free to do so. I promise I won't call on you. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Anybody, can you hear me? Please push one. Can you hear me? I don't see nobody pushing one yet. Hello, hello. If you can hear me, somebody push one. I guess you can't hear me. I don't know. Hello? Okay, thank you, 540. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, 930. Gotcha. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Well, you know, the stuff is rolling in so fast, we don't even have a chance to keep up with the news, I'm telling you. It is going super, super, super fast. It is a lot going on. You know what? I found a YouTube clip, and I was going to play it on the show yesterday. But I decided not to do it because I wanted to save it for today. And it's not so much, you know, that, you know, I wanted to make sure that I got, you know, that you guys got a chance to hear it and all that good stuff. So I just wanted to make sure you guys got a chance to hear this. This is very interesting. You know I'm all about UFOs and all this stuff. Well, there is a YouTube video, and I'm going to give you the name of it. It's called Fast Walkers, and then there's a colon. Mankind's Most Carefully Guarded UFO Secrets Revealed. This, I mean, I just happened to run up on this on the Sabbath day, and I was just in shock. I mean, I've seen a lot of programs, and I've watched a lot of programs, and I've listened to a lot of programs. But this one by far is, I think, is the most interesting. I know that there's a lot of you all that track the ships and stuff. And the one guy was on here, and he has his own website. And I'm going to give you the website because he tracks a lot of things. The website is www.C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, UFOs with an S.com. And he tracks a lot of different things. And I just really thought it was super interesting about how they're coming out with this information. They are now have admitted that we are intermingled with species that are not human. They've admitted it, you know, and a part of the YouTube clip where the man said, you can be sitting in a restaurant and be sitting across the table from someone that's not human. And I'm like, this is just, you know, you guys, it's incredible. I'm really serious. I couldn't believe some of the stuff. I'm going to see if I can bring it up, just that part. Because I don't want to, let me go back a little ways and see. I'm just going to play just a little part of it so you guys can hear it. And then you let me know what you think on this. I'm going to unleash everything and move everything out the way so you can hear it. Okay, here we go.
It was occurred on a planet, a local planet here in our system. It was Jupiter. And the whole planet just radiated with the energy. And I spent time there with these incredible people or beings. And I got a glimpse of mankind's destiny or future as it was possible.
And as we approached the window, I closed my eyes. And as I did, I felt this stickiness. It was like, it was a stickiness and a feeling of something being pulled very slowly across my face. It wasn't painful. It was just very, very weird. I opened my eyes because I felt cold. I felt wind on my face. And I was aware that I was now floating outside of the window, three stories up, looking down at the car park with a very bright light above my head. I couldn't really see what was above my head. I was just aware of this very bright light. One little grey on each elbow, I was aware of them, and we floated up into the craft.
And people have said, well, then you were abducted, and I said, no, I went very willingly. And they've also asked, how can you tell if you were to meet an extraterrestrial? And I would have to say the energy field, because when they're in your presence, they absolutely resonate at a frequency that's so much higher. And it can only be described as, dealing with them could be described as ecstasy.
I had been taken in the middle of the night while I was asleep, and I was asleep through the whole thing until all of a sudden I felt something, some pressure going up my nose, and it startled me so much that I opened my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, I saw this large-headed being with gray skin, large black eyes, and small other features, that was looking down at me. And his He had long fingers that he was using to hold this instrument that he was using to shove up my nose.
I feel knowledge is power. And someday, maybe next week, maybe tomorrow, maybe 5 years from now, we're going to get all the proof we need that somebody exists. Hey, an ET might show up and I might actually get an interview. The point is that the more we know about this subject, then let legend take over. If you see a craft hanging near you, don't get out of the car. Don't stop the car. Don't see what's happening. If you see one coming towards you, you don't have to be an abductee. If you don't want to be. They go away, evidently. We have tens and tens of people telling us, said, I don't want to do that anymore. And they let them go.
What we call abductions, or certain categories of abductions, took place as a result of an authorized genetic upgrade of the human race, trying to get us out of our warlike ways and ecologically ecocidal ways. The indigenous reptilians seem to have a very strong interest in the biosphere of Earth being stable, that it's not jeopardized unduly. And some have kind of analyzed what the reptilians have been doing or had some kind of interaction, believe that this is because the reptilians view humanity as a resource, and they don't want that resource to damage itself or damage the biosphere.
They had about 18 scientists that all had been working on the project, various stages of the project, gathered around a big oval table in the Los Alamos headquarters with Edward Teller, the head of the Atomic Energy Commission, sitting at the head of the table. One of the aliens on the opposite side of the table from my engineering friend put in a white shirt and slacks so he would look less alien. But he still had his alien, bigger head, bigger eyes, black eyes. And he was sitting in the conference. And the only people that he could understand everybody else could do telepathic. And the only way he could communicate, though, was with the signs that he had developed with my engineer friend to answer the question. But here's a man, an alien from another planet, sitting in a conference in 1968 in Los Alamos headquarters on the progress of learning how to bridge the gap between the alien technology and ours.
They were going to suggest to the American generals additional technology exchange projects, and I think they were using me as the test guinea pig to take me on board the scout craft, and then they could test my reaction to what I was impressed with and what I wasn't with.
My life changed, and I was never, ever quite the same. So the study itself was not as complete as it could have been. They concluded what they wanted to conclude. One, there was not a threat involved. Two, they weren't the Soviets. Three, the evidence was overwhelming. They were extraterrestrial. Four, there were four groups involved. Four different groups. And they were all humanoid. But they were not human. Only one of the four was what we consider to be human. One group out of the four looked so much like us. I mean, almost identical to us. They could have put on a, these guys could have put on a suit and tie. And for the females, because we encountered some of them as well, they could have put on a dress, suit and tie, coat, jacket, sit down with you next to you in a restaurant, sit next to you in a theater. You'd never know.
Did y'all hear that? I hope that wasn't too low. He said that they encountered both male and female, which we've been talking about all along. He said they could put a dress on, a suit and a tie, and be sitting next to you in a restaurant, and you'll never know. Guess what? This is not that far-fetched according to the scriptures, because when the kingdom comes, we're going to do the same thing. Same exact thing. I just thought that. Anybody have anything they I was like, wow. I mean, you know, these are lieutenant commanders and all kind of people from different, they got websites you can go on. They reference websites. Let me tell you the name of it again. It's called Fast Walkers with an S. That's one word. And it's called with a semicolon, Mankind's with an S. Carefully guarded UFO secret revealed ED alien documentary. all kind of people, high up people that's retired, that are now talking. And if they've gone back as far as 1961, 55, 68, this has been going on for a long time. I just thought that was interesting. I'm like, whoa. Did you all hear it good? Anybody want to push one? Let me open up the mic and ask you guys. I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you this question. Area code 540, did you guys hear that good enough, or was that too low?
Anybody no, that
there?
Was fine. Yeah, that was fine.
Okay,
I just
good.
Had to take it off mute, that's all.
Oh, okay. Do you have a comment or anything?
Well, there are several, but I mean, you know, the thing that I have a problem with is that why is it that they're always meeting with the Western governments?
Well,
I've never seen
these are all over the world.
Yeah, but I mean, are they meeting with African governments? Are they meeting with Asian governments? Are they meeting with island governments? I'm not hearing that.
I think they are meeting with our government because our government is supposed to be the superpower. I really do think that's why. Because our government is supposed to be the world superpower right now. And what good is it to go to another government when you're going straight to the top? You know, there's Russian interaction. There is reports from Canada. I don't know anything about Japan or anything like that. I'm not sure. I haven't read anything about them. You know, but there, Australia has information. It's all over the world, but because our government is considered to be the superpower, that's probably why. And
well,
it could have something
to be done. There's so much stuff going on. I mean, you know, you have the threat of Russia attacking the Ukraine, with NATO going against Russia if they do attack Ukraine, as well as, America getting involved. As well as you got the China, American, Japan, Taiwan, Australia roll out there in the South China Sea. There's just so much stuff going on. And I just have to laugh at these people because, you know, knowing that we know who we are, knowing that all these disasters that is happening and that it is definitely affecting them and not us, because I haven't heard anything about the ghetto being tore up by a tornado or a fire or even flood.
That's true.
So, you know, it's like, you know, what are you people doing here? I mean, really, what do they want? Why is it that everything is also such a secret if they are here?
Well, I you know what? That's a good question. I don't think that they feel like the people are ready for it. I mean, I don't know why.
We've been having a space shown to us on Tv for over 60 years.
I know.
Damn near 70 years. I mean, Roswell came out in 1947. And that was just after World War II, just after they dropped the atomic bomb.
Yes, true. But then it could be like anything else. The time and the place when it was going to, well, it's going to be revealed one way or the other because we got our own chips. So, I mean, it ain't going to, it's not a secret. I think the world is seeing it and the regular, ordinary people like you and me seeing it. It's just that they're trying to keep a lid on it, and I guess what these people are saying is you ain't going to be able to keep a secret too much longer.
Well, they're trying to get off this planet. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to find a way off. And they want to be taken, and they want to leave everybody else behind. But I got news for them. You're born here, you're going to die here. This is where you're going to be at.
Yeah. And you know, and they've traded secrets, like, you know, and said and did all kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was just, it's interesting. I mean, when you really look at it, it's people all over Rome talking about, everybody is talking about it. Well, guess what the Bible talks about, the chariot? Ours anyway, you know.
Yeah, ours. Not these other ones.
Right.
Ours, yes.
And
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you look at movies like Star Wars and even the Avengers and all of the rest of these movies, whether sci-fi or you know comics, they're talking about beings that are way beyond our normal technology.
That's true. That is so very true. And I think that's what everybody is saying, because most of these people are retired people anyway. And they're saying, you know, what you trying to hide it for? Everybody knows it exists.
Yeah, the Russians, they want to put it out there.
You know? But the thing that got me was they confirmed both male and female that look just like us. That's the part, like, wow, you know, that they look just like you and me.
Well, who's to say that they're not us?
Well, that's true. Now, that's a possibility. I didn't even think about that. That's true.
I mean, you can go ahead on and kidnap two folks and take them off world, or you can, if man's technology back before the flood was, I mean, out of this world, because, I mean, let's face it, man's brain capacity, he was using darn near 100%.
Yeah.
And right
yeah.
now we're only using about 10%. So, you know, it's a way knockdown.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, I'm quite sure there are some humans that have left the planet, and I'm talking about black ones, and black and brown, but definitely black. That got into spacecrafts and went exploring out in the stars. Where did they go? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And also that daggone satellite up there called the Black Knight. What is that doing there? Who put it there? The Russians say they didn't do it. The Chinese say they didn't do it. The Americans, they also denied it. And everybody else on the planet denied it. So who put it there?
Mm-hmm. And it's called the Black Knight?
Yes, ma'am. The Black Knight. It's going on a north and south elliptical orbit around the Earth. It's not going east to west or west to east.
I don't know. That's very interesting. I don't know. I mean, we have definitely moved into the sci-fi era. We are there. It's no more watching it on TV. It's no more watching Star Trek and Star Wars and all the other stuff that come with it. We are already in the sci-fi era. You know, any time that they create a space force, we there already. When they announce it, they've been doing it for at least 30, 40 years. So, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know what to say other than, you know, they're not really ready. They think that the people are not ready for it, but the people have been watching the same stuff for years.
Well, I heard about the reptilians underground. There was a fight down there between the reptilians and also the military. And some
right.
guy had gotten his hands, and I think his feet messed up. And he talked about it before he died. And he died under mysterious circumstances.
Yes, yes he did. Well, I forgot what his name was. What was his name? Let me see. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Let me see. What was his name? Phil Snyder. His name was Phil
okay.
Snyder.
Yeah. And then you had Admiral Forrestal, who they named the aircraft carrier after him. They sent a force, a carrier battle group, as well as some other military personnel down to Antarctica. And the pilots had encountered some strange things. And when Forrestal came back, he was put into this psych ward. And this man, they claim he wound up killing himself. But I think somebody threw him out because he was about to expose a whole bunch of stuff that they did not want exposed. that you got the military-industrial complex, which is the most powerful entity in the United States.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, was he the one that flew his plane up near the, what is it, the Arctic, Antarctic?
Yes, he flew.
That was Admiral Richard Byrd. He was the
Byrd floated.
Say that again?
Byrd floated down there.
Right. Admiral Byrd was the one that went into the Middle Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And came out telling all kind of stories. That's why I don't understand how these Hebrews and stuff is teaching this stuff. Like, I don't know. Let me be quiet. I mean, I don't know whether they're just too scared to believe in it, or they don't want to believe in it, or they're deliberately there to make people think it don't exist. Because it's just too much evidence for you to say that certain things just don't go on. I mean, it just is. So, I mean, you know, it's just interesting. Byrd came back in the 40s with all kind of stuff. Now, I didn't know a lot about Admiral Forrester, but it looks like that they created a Star Trek episode with him in it. So what did Forrester do? What did he do? Because I knew about Byrd, but I didn't know about Forrester.
He was in charge of that carrier battle group, and the planes that went up, and they had encountered an invisible shield, and they couldn't penetrate it until the beings down there, whoever was in control, allowed a few of them to come in.
So there was some
negotiation, going on, and the things that Byrd saw, Forrester saw, it scared the I don't know what out of him.
Yeah, they got him on a Star Trek episode, and then they talk about his death. So what did they say, he killed himself?
Some say he killed himself. Others say he was thrown out of a high hospital window.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah, I remember seeing something like that.
Yeah. I believe at that time he was an old man then, but he had all this stuff in his head, and it was trying to get out. And they were trying to get on to keep him from talking. And he talked to a few people. And next thing you know, they say he killed himself.
Wow. We've been talking about this for a long time. You know, and some people, even with us, think it's far-fetched. You know, and we've been letting people know about this for a long time. People have shared their experiences and all that good stuff, you know, and it's just, like they said, too many people have seen it, now you can't hide it. People have, you know, they got phones, they taking photographs, they taking videos, they doing all kind of stuff now. So it's really going to be really difficult to try to tell people it's a weather balloon anymore. It is.
Yeah, that's true. I remember, like I said, back around 2009, that the government used a guided missile cruiser to shoot a nuclear-tipped warhead towards the moon. And it successfully detonated to where it was supposed to go, on the moon. Now, from what I understand, they said the reason why they did it, India, when it shot up a satellite, before they detonated that nuclear warhead, that India sent a probe to the moon. And as it got there, it was sending back signals that organic material was floating around on the moon. Now, the moon's supposed to be airless, supposed to be a dead world or dead, satellite. Why is there organic material on the moon?
I said, that's a good question. I'm sitting here to my, I don't know. I wish I could answer that. I don't know. I mean, I just think that everybody is so busy trying to rush the process, when this is the time when you sit back and absorb it all the information that you have, and be and brace yourself for whatever the Most High is getting ready to do next, you know, because, like you said, every day something is going on. Every day is something in the news. Every day we're watching prophecies sneak up here and there. If you don't know what to look for, a lot of people don't know. But it's like I said, it's like the chessboard, the pieces are positioning themselves, you know, and like they said in a minute, they're not going to be able to hide any of this. You know, because you got ships coming out of the water, you got ships in the air, you got ships that's already on the earth, they trading technology, you know, you got beings underground, you got beings on top of the ground, you got beings in the air. I mean, it's a lot going on. It's a lot.
Folks that are disappearing, folks that keep disappearing. And it's our folks that's the ones that is disappearing, and yet nobody knows where they are. Nobody can find them.
I don't think they're looking, myself. I don't think they're looking to try to find anybody. I really don't. I think that, you know, deals have been struck and certain things have been agreed to, and, you know, they've made, you know, certain deals with certain things, and, you know, and I don't think anybody's really looking. You know, I don't really think that it's us, and when I say us, I mean us. I think that it is some of theirs that have the same skin color as us that have come up missing. I could be wrong. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lot. That's a lot. You know, that's a whole lot going on. You know, all the black teenagers that's missing, young people that's missing. In droves, when you go in Walmart, you know how they had that wall? It's mass pictures of young black teenagers all over the wall. Have you seen her? Have you seen him? You all, it's
mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It is
really
mad.
Crazy. Mind-boggling. That's why they try to go it on and give you entertainment so much and to make you put your mind at ease and that, you know, that they are our friends, but they really are our enemies.
Mhm. It's just like the COVID. It's running rampant here in Cincinnati. It's so many people sick, people dropping dead like flies. I mean, it is really interesting to watch this. It was almost like it calmed down. Everybody went back to normal. And now all of a sudden, everybody, the majority of the people are testing positive for it, and they're sick.
Mm-mm-mm. Instead of telling them to strengthen their immune system.
Yeah.
I don't know, sis. All I know is these some strange times.
Did you ever think you'd live to see something like this right here, boy?
Not like this. You know, I was thinking, you know, back, you know, when I was a Christian, you know, what they kept talking about, the rapture, that, you know, we were going to be taking up out of here. That's what I kept thinking, you know. But the thing is that nobody ain't going nowhere until Yah says, I'm going to go get my children.
That's true. That is so very true. And you know what? And you know that's the hardest thing that our people can deal with is the fact that they have to sit and wait. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how much you pray. And there's nothing wrong with praying. There's nothing wrong with asking. However, Yah has a set time for all of this to happen. The prayer really is for you to get you ready because
mm-hmm.
He's coming irregardless.
Yep.
You know? He really is. And we have to really, really, really be ready to do whatever when it comes. When it happens, like I said, it's going to happen so fast that it's just going to be, people are not going to be able to understand what's going on. But when it comes time to move, we're going to move. What I see right now is the time of Jacob's trouble. I see it coming. It's as clear as day. It's getting ready to be, you know, one of those situations where it's going to be difficult. But he said Jacob's out of it.
I disagree with that because Jacob's trouble has already passed. This is Esau's trouble. Because the reason why I said it, because Esau is the end of the world and Jacob is the beginning.
Right. But
and all the things that have happened to us since the 1400s, okay? Actually,
mm-hmm.
since 70 A.D., when you think about it, that's when the trouble began. And all of that time, over 2,000 years ago. And then here it is, you see things that are happening. It is mainly affecting them, the fires, the floods, the earthquakes, the diseases that is going on. So for us, all we have to do is just sit back, trust Yah, keep his commandments, and pray and have the faith of Yeshua. That's all there is to it.
Okay, now let me read something to you. In Jeremiah chapter 30, watch what it says. It says, let me see where we're going to go. I'll start at 1. It says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Most High, saying, thus speaketh the Most High Elohim of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Most High, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Yehuda, saith the Most High, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Most High spake concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus saith the Most High, we have heard a voice of trembling, and of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doeth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Now this is where it gets interesting. Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Now listen to what he says. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Most High of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off his neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Most High their Elohim and Dawid their king, whom I will raise up unto them. That's why I say, then he says, therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Most High, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Now, the reason why I say that is because that talks about us leaving it and our captivity to be over. I agree with you. We've been through some terrible things. But that stuff that we have been through, from my understanding, is the captivity that he spoke on us, is the curse that he spoke on us. But this is something different to me. This, to me, when I read that, this to me means that they know who we are. They understand we know who we are. And they're making it very difficult any way they can for us. It's almost like the time when they were in Egypt and Moshe came and told everybody they were leaving, that the Most High sent them. Well, the times for the Israelites didn't get any easier. It got worse. Right before they got ready to leave, it got worse. And I believe that is what the time of Jacob's trouble is going to get worse. But right at that point is when deliverance is going to come. Just like, because history just repeats itself. It's just like Egypt. The harder it got, the more they saw the the plagues and the things like that, Egypt made it that much harder for them. And as hard as they could make it, they did whatever they could do. And as a result of that, the Most High came through and pulled his people out. And I just think that this talks about that deliverance and bringing us out and taking the chains off of our necks and bringing us back home. So that's why I feel like it's the time of Jacob's trouble.
Yeah, but the thing is that I hear what you're saying. You have a very valid point. But what I'm saying, though, is that Esau is getting messed with. Yah himself is doing it. I mean, you have fire, like this fire that struck out there in Colorado. I have never heard of in all my life, and I've spent a lot of time in Southern California where the fires are. I have never heard of a fire traveling that fast, burning up that much property at one time. Nobody could outrun it. Nobody. And when I was in Southern California, when they had fires out there, you know, similar to that, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. Earthquakes, you know, tsunamis, hurricanes, hail. Here it is, you had last year, Texas was frozen. I used to live in Texas, in San Antonio. Never experienced anything like that. Now,
right.
I've been down there when it was cold, and the most cold that I've ever experienced was about 30-something degrees, but it wasn't like that. You talking about below zero temperatures here when it's busting up pipes and stuff like that. It's just a whole lot of weird stuff that is happening to Esau.
It truly is. It is. But isn't it just like the time when we was in Egypt? It was a lot of stuff happening to the Egyptians. And they made it hard on us. They did. They retaliated and made it hard on us because they felt like, you know, okay, you're going to do this, then we're going to do this. If you're going to make this happen, then we're going to – if your God going to do this, then we're going to do this. You know, it just seems like to me, I feel like the animosity against us is just building. It is building from every side because the people who claim to be us don't want us to know that we're the people. You know, the Gentile – doesn't really want to accept what we're saying because they don't want to accept their faith that's in the scriptures because they have their own religious ideology that they've been following all these years. And it just looks like we're sitting in the middle of something that everybody around us has animosity and it's building.
Well, Adolf Hitler told them that you have the crown jewels of the Most High, his people. Which are his people. And America's got to go on and face that. And this is exactly what's happening. It's
and
not just because she was out there killing babies.
They swear up and down that's not true. Hitler did not say no stuff like that. It's like, okay.
Of course they're going to say something like that. Of course they're going to say something like that. But they have been lying to us about history all this time. They have been lying to us about who our Elohim is. All this time.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
That's why I try to be led by the Spirit. Not by my own mind, information, knowledge, anything like that. I try to be led by the Spirit. And that's why I believe that now this is Esau's trouble. Be at peace. Jacob, be at peace. There is no Jacob's trouble at this time. I believe
See,
that.
I have to disagree, but I mean, we'll agree to disagree on that one because I just think it's going to amp up. The more they go through and the more we could keep talking, the more it's just going to amp up to the point where, you know, and I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I mean, you know, I hope not. You know, but
they'll
deal
with the two-thirds. They will deal with the two-thirds that are unrepentant and also rebellious, that is, of our people. But as far as the Israelites, who do what he say, keep his commandments, we're at peace. That one third is at peace.
Well, that's what he said. He said it's going to be a day that's going to be so great that it's none like it. It's even the time of Jacob's trouble. He said, but he shall be saved out of it. So even though it's a situation where they may try, he's going to make sure that Jacob's children are okay. And that's one thing that we have to stand on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just believe that it's going to be a situation where they may try or put something, just like this COVID vaccine. It's almost like they have developed a stronger strand, and they have just unleashed. I mean, people around here are dropping like flies. Pregnant women are dying and not giving. One lady was 8 months pregnant, and she and the baby died. And you know what I'm saying? Just dying right out of nowhere. It's just amped up.
And who's in charge of everything? Who made everything? The Most High.
Yeah.
I don't care what any government do. It's the Most High who allowed them to go on to create those things. But it's him. He is the one that knows life and death and good and evil. He created it. I don't give man no daggone credit over the Most High. No way. I don't give I don't give Satan any credit over the Most High, nor any demon over the Most High.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, you know. I definitely do agree with that. It's just so interesting. I mean, really. You know, but I mean, we've made it thus far. I think that we're going to survive through it, you know. I just think it's going to be some tough times with the way that there's shortages on things. I mean, you know, we will learn how to survive no matter what happens. We'll still survive, you know, but it's just,
of
I course. Don't know.
Y'all are poor people.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. No question about that. I believe that with my whole heart. I believe that. I do. Hold on, let me get Brother Leonard. So, Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on.
Yeah, I was pertaining to what he said about Esau's trouble, Obadiah 17:21.
Hold on a minute. Obadiah, that's their thing. Obadiah. I won't say what chapter. Obadiah got but one chapter. If you ask that question, you got a problem. For real. Hold on just a minute. Like, no, you don't read. What did you say it was? Obadiah?
17 through 21.
3 through what?
17. No, it's 17 through 21.
17 through 21. Let's see what it says. It says, But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, for they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Most High has spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain the Philistines. And they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. And the Savior shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Most High. Well, we know that he's going to make an end to Esau. We know that. It won't be no more Edomites left. It ain't going to be none left. They will be extinct. That's according to that. But they claim they extinct today. Because if you ask them who they are, they'll tell you they us, because Esau don't exist no more. You know. But is there a difference between Esau and the Gentile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's where we are. And they are. I mean, like the brother said, they are. They are receiving. We just watching the judgment of this nation. We really are, in my opinion. I think it's the judgment of this nation. I really do. I really think so. No. And it's just
not only this nation, but also the whole world.
Yeah, yeah, that too. Yeah. But this has to happen so that we can move into the one world government that's designed, because you cannot have a superpower and a one world government at the same time. And you just can't do that. You can't. And that takes me back to what we said earlier. The board, the pieces on the board are repositioning themselves. They really are. It's happening. You know, and that's why it's important to know prophecy. That is why it's important to know prophecy. You got to know prophecy. You got to be able to watch this thing happen. And in my opinion, we have a long way to go from what I know. Now, not a long way to go before we go home, but we have a long way to go. Unless something is just going to rapidly happen real fast and the story going to complete itself and the Gentiles' era going to be over real quick. But we have a long way to go, in my opinion. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen as fast as everybody thinks it is. And I heard some of the Gentiles say that. They were interviewing one of them, and he was like, I know you've heard the latest about the black Hebrew Israelites thinking that they're the children of Israel. And the man was like, yeah, I've heard it. He said, that can't be correct. He was like, do you know how far back that would throw if they are the people? He was like, there's no way that could be correct, because the key is Israel going back to the homeland. That's the key. Yeah, that's the key. And that's the prophecy that the world feels is fulfilled. It really does. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, like you said, we just have to watch and wait. Because there's nothing else you can do. It's not going to be rushed. You know, he's not going to move until he says so. No, but we are watching how he does what he does. Area code 470, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom. I just wanted to say, well, even if they do believe in, we know many of them do, that the converts are the people, then prophecy really should have been fulfilled if they were actually back in the land. But the scriptures also tell us that the Most High said he would hasten the time. And so it may not, because for some of us, we wish it would have happened yesterday. So in that respect, it's a long wait, but things can happen quickly. Look at how fast things are going, and look at how condensed time is. Like, we're already in year 2022. I don't even know where 2021 went.
Yeah,
it's been
true.
So fast.
And you know what's so strange about it? It's the same 24 hours in a day, but it still feels like it's moving faster. The same 24 hours in a day. The hours haven't changed, but it seems like it's speeding up for some reason. I don't know how he makes that possible, but it feels like it's speeding up, and it's the same 24 hours in one day.
Well, at least that's what we believe it is, right? He said he would hasten the time. Something is happening, and he also told us the prophecy goes that at the end of our captivity, he would let us see the destruction. If, as all of you have been saying, we are definitely seeing destruction. So I see that as fulfillment of prophecy as well, before we're removed.
That's true. Absolutely. I agree. I agree with everybody. I agree. I really do. I really do. And I hope that when we do finally go home, you know, at my age, that I can live long enough to not only go home, but be there to live on the land for a while before it's time for me to go. You know, that I think about that, and, you know, whether my children's children will be the ones to actually see the two witnesses come down in Jerusalem and do what they're supposed to do. And I hope I'm able to see all of it. I want to see it all, you know, but, you know, realistically, certain generations are there to do certain things. I want to be able to see every bit of it. I want to see all of it. But, again, I don't know how long it's going to be. You know? And all that. Oh, but if, to just be able, I guess, you know, we may be the generation to experience the Exodus. We may be the generation to be able to go, you know, and make it through the Exodus. Because I'm sure with the first Exodus, there were people that were older that, you know, they made it across the Red Sea and maybe didn't get to see the wilderness. They didn't get to the mountain. Some people didn't get to, we know that that generation didn't make it to the Canaan land because of their disobedience. But each generation is maybe designed to do certain things. So I always say that prayer, you know, that if it's not me, my children's children will be able to, you know, that they're home and get ready to play on that land and be a part of that land where we're supposed to be. I would like to be able to live longer. I really would. You know. We are, you know, as we get older, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I would love to be able to live longer and do what we need to do. But we may only be the, we may be the generation to see the Exodus and participate in that and make it back to the land. You know, don't know. But all of it is exciting, you know, because what other nation has that promise, has that prophecy? Whatever nation is there so nigh that we have our Elohim that's so close to us, that he's close to us, he hears us when we pray. You know? So I think, you know, it's a lot to look forward to. It's a lot. You know, but like we said, we got to wait. There's no other way to do that. We just have to wait on it. Hold on. Area code 540, your mic is open again. You're on the air.
No, somehow we got blocked out. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I seen your call went off. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, the call was on for a while, but I couldn't hear anybody. I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear anybody. So I went on here, I hung up, and then I dialed back in.
That don't surprise me either. How'd it go? All praises, bless his name. We do what we can do when we can. You know, it's a blessing. And one day it won't be on no more at all. You know, hopefully we'll turn the lights out. We'll just, you know, this is our last transmission. We leaving in the morning. It'll be, I can't wait till that day comes. No.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Real talk, for real. That serious is real.
If you're more than $10,000,
that's serious stuff. You know. So we are still praying for Rats. What's his name? Rats. The guy who passed away. What was his name, you guys? Yesterday we talked about him. His wife was on there talking about how, you know, he had passed on. I forgot.
Don't feel bad. Me too.
I really forgot who it was. We have to let it do what it do. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm forever excited about it, and, you know, I'm ready to make the move today. However, you know, we just have to wait. And hold on, area code 214, your mic is open.
Yes, his name is Rap the News.
Rap the the news. Wrap the news. Thank you, Sister Yusantia. Brian William, wrap the news. Oh, okay. Yeah, wrap the news. That's what they doing. Wrap the news. Yes. Oh, he passed away. Okay. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
I also want to add to the brother, I like country music, too. When I heard him singing, he said he was from Texas.
No, I ain't from down there. That's cowboy country.
Yeah, I like cowboys, and I like country music.
No, I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. That's my mortal enemy. I don't like them.
Oh, okay. I don't do football.
That's all right. Another day, another time.
Yeah. So who said they like country music? Sister Yusantia. Is that you?
Yep, that was me.
Yeah, okay. I like country. I like some of it. It just depends on what it is. I've heard a few songs that I like too, you know. But hey.
Y'all need to check out some of that hillbilly music.
Hillbilly music.
I've done that too.
That's
Chuck
right, hillbilly music.
Yep.
I know it's time to go.
But I can see. I can sing with the country accent. Believe me, I can.
Oh my God. That is too funny. If you like it, you like what you like. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. I just heard a little song on one of them shows that I really did enjoy that little song. I said, I like that, you know, but hey. Yeah, everybody got their own style, you know, whatever you like, but it's really time to go. It's time to disconnect, unplug.
That's funny.
You said, beam us aboard, get us out of here.
That would be nice. That would really be nice. You know, we may have, that may be the way he do it. I mean, to move this many people, that may be the way he does it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But all praises be to Yah. Whatever way he does it, I'll be satisfied.
Hallelujah. Same here.
You just got to get there. You know, in the meantime, and it's a difficult watching it. It's really difficult watching it. You know, you be looking like, man, like you said, I ain't never seen no fire move that fast. They couldn't even drive and get away from that fire. It was moving so fast, burning up everything in its path. That's got to be a vengeance, a fire with a vengeance. That's got to be spiritual.
Well, look at those tornadoes up there in Kentucky. Them tornadoes,
yeah,
they were kicking butt.
They said it traveled 200 miles.
Exactly.
200. That's insane. 200 miles it went nonstop, touched on the ground for 200 miles.
And when you look at it, everything from the air, it looked like a bomb had hit it and knocked everything over. I thought I was looking at a war zone.
That is a lot going on. That's a lot. I couldn't believe it. I did, too. All them houses and all that stuff just gone. It's like, man, oh, man.
The news say 850-plus, but another count came out to be about 900-plus. But I think it's much more than that.
900 what?
Houses. And I'm not talking about no daggone small houses. I'm talking about nice mansions that these people had.
Wow.
Colorado out there has some houses. That ain't no joke. You got people out there with money. That's a money place right there.
It said the tornado hit Kentucky, Tennessee, Illinois, and Arkansas.
And I think Minnesota, too. Well, at least one of them hit up there. not too long ago.
That is incredible. I mean, if you really pull this up on YouTube and see this tornado, that had to be something spiritual because that's incredible. That thing looks scary. It looks like a it's crazy. It don't even look right. I mean, I can't describe what it looked like. It's just insane. That don't even
that's
look real.
That's the Most High that sent it. That's the Most High that sent it. Man couldn't do that. I don't care if he got harp or whatever. He can't do it. Most High is in control of this planet. Even though they have CERN, Most High is in control of this planet. And he will not allow them to grow but so far.
Yeah, he rules in the kingdom of men, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
He put them up and he knocked them down. And he's doing some knocking here.
Clearly. Because that thing looks like a spinning top, that the way it was moving so fast. It just was moving. And then that's crazy. And then this ain't even tornado season.
No. As a matter of fact, it's actually in the wrong area because Tornado Alley is from Texas all the way up there towards Nebraska. It's basically going north or either south.
Mm.
You talking about something that's close to the East Coast here.
Wee! That is insane. That's insane. Wow. I know that had to be a scary thing to get in because the one man said that they bought a house that had a bunker, you know, and that how they all squared down in that bunker, and that was the thing that saved them. Because when they came up, everything was gone. House flattened. It was with a vengeance. I'm serious.
Makes me wonder, what did those people do to black people out there?
I don't know. I mean, this was just incredible. That is, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
No. Same here.
You should see it. Some of the storm chasers actually went into it and followed it. That's incredible. For 200 miles, it stayed on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's like from here to Louisville, Kentucky. Well, and then did it come without warning? Did they know it was coming, or did it just show up? What was that?
Just showed up. Yeah, very little warning. The warning that they got was when that thing formed. And it was already on the ground, knocking down whatever.
Wow. That is a lot going on. I'm serious. That is a lot going on. Like you said, it looked like a bomb hit. All the houses are flattened. They're just completely, it's nothing but stubble. The trees is gone. It's incredible.
I'm quite sure some of the farm animals, they got a chance to fly too. Like
probably.
The cows. Colorado and Boulder, they said that the cows, they just burnt up. They couldn't run anywhere. Mm-hmm. Burnt right up.
Wait a minute, hold on. This fire that hit Denver, it just fired?
No, not Denver. Not Denver. Boulder, Colorado. Boulder.
That is insane. I didn't even know anything about that. Wow. It says Colorado wildfire burns hundreds of homes and forces thousands to flee. And this was 2 days ago. Hold on, let me see if I can get some information here. Man, that is serious. Look at that. I didn't even know anything about this. I just really did not know.
Some serious stuff going on there, Yaina.
I see.
The Most High is not playing. He is not playing.
This is
judgment
serious.
Judgment is on
the earth. Hold on, let me see.
Very high winds. We currently have thousands of individuals.
Hold on, here we go.
Fueled by dry conditions. Harrowing day in Boulder.
Here we go.
Today's been a harrowing day in Boulder County with two significant fires, fueled by dry conditions and very high winds. We currently have thousands of individuals in the south part of our county and in the areas of Superior and Louisville who have been evacuated. We know that there are structures, both homes and businesses, that have been burned and lost. I'm speaking about hundreds of structures.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdivisions, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in. And so 1,600 acres near a population center can be, and is, in this case, absolutely devastating.
Jesus. 1,600 acres. Man.
And they want to blame climate change.
Well, of course. But they can't do nothing about that either. They really can't.
Jeff has been blown around for several hours up in Boulder County. Jeff, that scene behind you is just frightening.
Jim, it is frightening. This is a neighborhood. We're actually on the property of Adventist Hospital. This is a neighborhood in between Adventist Hospital and Coal Creek Golf Course. And we saw some fire crews here over the past few minutes. They have now left, and we are just watching the homes continue to
burn
as the fire continues to be driven by these very, very strong winds. I've been out here since about 1 o'clock this afternoon, and these winds are still as strong as I have felt all day. We came to this neighborhood because we thought that the hospital was in some danger. The good news is it seems like if the hospital has any damage, it will be very minimal. But this neighborhood to the north is completely decimated. We have watched homes burn down to the foundation, and we have watched these flames continue to just march to the east. These homes that you are seeing that are burning right now were not on fire about 20, 25 minutes ago. But the fire crews have now left this scene knowing that they cannot do anything to try and save these homes because the wind is too strong. And quite frankly, the fire is too hot. We're a few hundred yards away, and we can feel a bit of the heat. You can see as we look into this neighborhood, many of these homes completely taken down to the foundation. One thing that is new that we're seeing right now is that a lot of this smoke is now clearing the area.
Look at that.
And what that means is that a lot of the smoke that burned off of the mesa and through the town of Superior has now cleared out. So we're really looking through this Coal Creek drainage, and we're looking across at some more homes in Louisville. We can see some embers burning. And we can see all the way across. I can see some burning that looks to be like the shopping center near US 36 and McCaslin. Many people will know that unique intersection. There are a lot of restaurants and a movie theater in that area, and we can see burning in that area. So as much as this fire burned through the town of Superior, much damage will be assessed tomorrow in the town of Louisville.
Wow, that is incredible. That looks like something off of a scary movie. I've never seen anything like that. Oh, them houses is gone.
They were very nice houses with that.
I think that's worse than the California fires. I really do.
You're absolutely right. It is. Like I said, when I was out there in Southern California and those fires hit because of the Santa Ana winds and also the dry brush, but the thing was that it did not go at that speed, knocking down. So the firemen had a chance to go in on to set up perimeters and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, protect people's homes and stuff like that. But this one, when this one hit, and when they described the speed, that's how fast it was going, and it was just burning up all the houses that was in its path, you know that is not natural. Not natural.
Incredible. That's incredible. That is incredible. I've never seen any. Them poor houses is gone. And mm-hmm. you, that's incredible. I mean, seriously. We
900 plus houses.
Mm-hmm.
900 plus. They're not telling you the true story of how many houses have burned. Because, I mean, you know, what's been happening to them ever since 2020, they really don't want to be talking about stuff.
Well, I mean, that's in the crowd. I mean, you know, hey, it just seems like it has a spirit to it. It's just vengeance. It's going through with a vengeance and not showing no mercy at all whatsoever. But just like the tornado showed no mercy. It just leveled the stuff. Oh, Lord have mercy.
All praises to the Most High.
Jesus, that's just a lot. I mean, you know, but like I said, I mean, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. It just really isn't.
No, what you can do is keep his commandments, stay home, stay out of his way. Stay out of his way and let him do what he's going to do.
That's all you can say. It's like, wow. I mean, wow. And they always say this has never happened before. We've never seen anything like this before. This is the first time in the history of this county that anything has happened like this to this degree. It is unprecedented. I mean, you know, you hearing all of the descriptions is just, everybody is just dumbfounded, like they just can't believe it. Like, this has never happened before. And it's like, well, it's happening, you know what I'm saying? You don't have no control over it. None at all whatsoever. None. That's incredible. So, and for you all who don't know, it's the fires in Colorado. Pull them up. Fires in Colorado, and we was looking at the tornadoes that came through Kentucky. Kentucky, Tennessee, Illinois, and where else was, did they say it was? One more other place. I can't think of it right now. But that is insane.
Minnesota, I believe. Yeah. They got hit, too.
That's all you can say. You can't even say nothing else. You know? You can't even, like you said, what in the world happened that it came down on that on them people like that? That just is incredible. Burnt it down to the ground. Them houses is burnt down to the ground. He said mansions and stuff over there were golf courses and stuff. It burnt down to the ground. Ain't nothing. Woo!
Folks lost a lot of money. A lot of money. Houses, probably $75 million on up.
And then what about the insurance company? What is that going to do for the insurance company? Because the insurance company can't keep taking a hit like that.
They're going to say it's an act of God. Watch. Which this time they're telling the truth.
That is incredible. Man, oh man, oh man, who would have thought, you know, that this kind of stuff, on the ground, that tornado ran 200 miles straight on the ground, touchdown nonstop. That's like something in Dorothy the Wizard of Oz. I mean, it ain't
you
funny,
about
but that,
that.
For real.
Where is Toto?
He can't be found. I don't know where yet. It gave, look, he done left. And you said the animals got burned up in Colorado, huh?
Yeah. The cows, especially. The cows, especially. They just stood there, and the fire just, you know, consumed them.
That That is insane. Mm-mm. Let me see if I can pull it up. That's insane. Say the storms. It says Colorado fire spreads and burns up to 1,000 homes. Forced evacuations. Flames moved through subdivision in Superior and Louisville. Look at those high rises and them condominiums and them townhouses and stuff gone. They just consumed. It's over. That is insane. They got 10 hours worth of this stuff on here.
And what about the people that stored food and water and and also ammunition? All that stuff got burned up.
Oh, did. And ain't no telling whether the ammunition even, you know, popped off. You just don't know. You don't know. Here, let me play this real quick. Here we go.
About the In for Marnie Hughes tonight, and we begin with breaking news as wildfires erupt just outside of Denver, Colorado, forcing more than 30,000 people to evacuate their homes. Take a look at this video. One man tries to escape the flames in his car. The fires, fueled by high winds, have ripped through some 1,600 acres, destroying hundreds of homes, a hotel, and at least one shopping center. The flames were sparked by downed power lines, and at least six people are hospitalized with injuries.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds. Very little time to get out, very little time to even get the most important parts of your life. And yes, it'll be a difficult process for Colorado families who are directly affected to rebuild their lives.
The governor has declared a state of emergency, and we can confirm that more than 500 homes are now believed to have been lost. As this fire continues to spread rapidly and things are only expected to get worse into the night, Rebecca Schwager evacuated her home in Louisville. That's located about 30 miles north of Denver, and she joins us now tonight. So glad you're safe tonight. Sorry for everything you're going through. Tell us about your day. This was obviously a big surprise.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for your kind words. I definitely think I'm still in shock. We actually just got an update that our neighborhood has flames behind it. But today definitely started out normal, and then as you know, winds picked up, and quickly we were evacuated. I looked around the house for about 30 minutes and thought about what to take. I never thought I would be in that situation, but the actual evacuation process was pretty lengthy. We, kept getting turned around as the fires were spreading. They actually were popping up left and right. And so as we were evacuating one way, we kept getting turned around and stopped. And fortunately, about 45 minutes later, we were able to make it into Boulder, Colorado. After some heavy winds, ditching my car and throwing the rest of my stuff into my partner's car, we made it safely. So we were happy about that.
And do you know about your home and what's the status of your home at this point?
I am watching our Ring front door very closely. I just got an update from a neighbor who has captured flames behind their complex. We're all in one complex. So, it's not looking really great right now. I know that friends nearby, their houses have most likely been compromised, and I just am not really letting myself think about worst-case scenario yet, but I definitely am just glad that we got out. I hope that everyone's okay, and just constantly thanking the first responders that were able to take priority of human lives. So,
and, you know, having to make a split-second decision like that to try to prioritize your belongings and decide what to gather with you, what to take, what a hard choice to make.
And you know what the thing about it is? It seems like it's happening every month. It's like every month something is happening back to back to back to back.
You got it.
Wow.
And that puts a lot of stress on people's minds because it's like, who's next?
Man. That is insane. Hooray! Well, you said we was going to watch it, and it is not easy to watch. That is a lot. Can you imagine 1,000 homes are burnt up? That's a whole, in some areas, that's a whole city.
Yes, ma'am.
1,000 homes? That's a lot.
I believe it's much more than that, but they don't want to say it. They don't want to say it.
Man, oh, man, that is serious. You know, that's incredible. Well, you know what? All we can do at the end of the day is pray. We will definitely keep on praying, you know, that, I don't even, you know, that the Most High's will is done, and, you know, thank goodness nobody was killed, you know, so far. It was just people that was injured, you know, the houses and stuff. You can get another house back. You just can't get another life back, you know, but you think about everything you've accumulated over the years, and all of your sentimental things are gone. They're gone. Everything, all your pictures, everything is just gone, just burnt up.
We went through the same thing as the people.
Yeah, yeah. Gone.
Came in, set our house, our little houses or huts on fire, and all we could do was just get out of there with just the clothes on our back, if not our own skin. That's it. Nobody cried about us.
Mm-mm. No, they
did. Nobody cried about us.
Woo! Merciful me. That is a lot. I can't imagine. I just really cannot imagine. That is a lot. Well, you know what? Like I said, we will continue to do what we do. You know, we bring this information forward for everybody to know. You know, we're watching some things happening. It seems like every month something's going on somewhere that's devastating. This country, you know, on top of the pandemic, on top of COVID, on top of the food shortage, on top of everything. It's a lot going on. Every time you turn
sometimes
around.
Sometimes it's every week. Sometimes it's just every week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is so true. But again, we'll keep praying. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing as long as he will allow us to, you know, and move this thing forward and continue to wait on y'all, because that's all we have. That's the only thing we have. There's nothing else. There's no one else but him. And we have come to the end of our show. Brother, you want to say something? You want to give some words before we dismiss?
You know what time it is. Stay with y'all. Don't give up. Keep your hand up in his hand. Raise shields, raise your swords.
Hallelujah. Area code 470, would you like to say something before we go? No? All right, Brother Leonard, you got something you want to say? I think these people got their phones on mute. Well, guess what? If not... We go with what the brother says. Enjoy the rest of your week. We're going to go on our regularly scheduled program like we always do. We will see you guys on Tuesday night for the women's call. Brother Yerushalayim, are you on here? You can give the information for the men's call. If you would push one, I would appreciate that. And we get that information out there. And go for it, brother. Shalom, Brother Yerushalayim. How are you today?
Shalom. I'm good. I'm sitting back enjoying the class, enjoying the conversation. But, yeah, the men's call is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number is 720-820-1215, and there's no access code needed. But just want to say to everybody, keep the faith. Appreciate you, Brother William. Appreciate you, Sister Jane. I pray for y'all every night. Pray for all of us every night. Keep moving forward.
All right, there we go. And then the women's call is the same Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. The number is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154-102-pound. 154-102 pound. You all have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you at our regularly scheduled programs for next week. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.